Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, doing my best channeling of the Alex Jones energy here today. But I guess that's just how we all feel at times, isn't it? Dealing with all this corruption and lying that we deal with in the clown world. The great Mark Dice is about to join us, and he has, I mean, just the guy's been doing unbelievable work for years, but boy, oh boy, if anybody shows how dumb the population is, and it's sad to see, it's Mark Dice out in California. Here's the latest, greatest from Mark Dice, where people are convinced, I don't know how we've gotten to this point. I mean, I guess they believe in coronavirus killing all these people, so maybe they'll believe in Triceratops existing now. So let's find out from Mark Dice, do people believe in Triceratops?
Are you an animal lover? We're trying to save the Triceratops. A lot of people out there. Joe Rogan just killed one, and we're trying to stop them from hunting them. We're just adding them to the endangered species list. So just a name, birth date, and a signature to help to support the cause, please. Just you know, a lot of these big game hunters are out there killing them for sport. Prince, birth date, and a signature. Joe Rogan just killed one, and a lot of these celebrity hunters go out there.
Is there anything here about it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Add the Triceratops to endangered species. Joe Rogan just killed one just for fun, and he's going to hang the head in his office. And a lot of these big game hunters are out there killing the Triceratops just for sport. And so.
Well, you don't have to. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, birth date. Signature there, too. Yeah. So adding the Triceratops on the endangered species list will, you know, help preserve the ones that are left.
I'm all about saving the animals.
Saving the animals.
I'm vegetarian.
Oh, you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, there's not really that many of them around anymore, the Triceratops, and so adding them to the endangered species list will stop people from hunting the Triceratops. People like Ted Nugent out there trying to, you know, trying to get a trophy kill. So we're going to stop that.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
You're
good. I mean, it would be one thing if people were hunting the Triceratops for food, but these people are hunting them just for fun, and so we're going to have to add them to the endangered species list to make sure that nobody can get a permit to go and kill anymore.
Hey, you like my shirt? Order yours from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below.
You know, these people go hunting them for sport, the Triceratops, and there's even talk that Burger King is going to start adding a Triceratops burger to the menu, and there's not that many of them out there, and so we're going to add them to the endangered species list to save what's left of the Triceratops. So,
okay.
All right, thank you so much. We're trying to add the Triceratops to the endangered species. It's so funny.
Yeah, that Triceratops. You know what? You guys are a little late.
We are a little late.
Oh,
hey. Thank you for getting it. We're just pranking you, obviously. We're trying to save the Triceratops. Just need a few more signatures to help. Yeah, just print birth date and a signature. A lot of people are hunting the Triceratops just for sport. Yeah. And adding him to the endangered species list will stop people from getting the licenses to hunt the Triceratops. Thank you for supporting that. They're such beautiful animals. Nobody should really be hunting them.
Oh, yeah. It's not fair.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You know, Joe Rogan is out there hunting them, and Ted Nugent and others.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the trophy hunters.
There's a really Triceratops still?
Up in parts of Africa, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
So these big game hunters are going over there, and they're trying to kill the Triceratops.
No
just
way.
Yeah, there's only a few left.
It's burnt.
We're going to add them to the endangered species list so they can't, you know, get the hunting licenses for the Triceratops.
And what's the date today?
Birth date there to help support the cause.
What's the date today?
Birth date to help support the cause. Birth date right there. It'd be one thing if people were hunting these animals to eat.
Right.
But they're hunting them just for
sport. Okay,
ladies
and gentlemen, you can't believe it, but that's all you need to see. The full video you can find on Mark Dice's YouTube channel. Yeah, that people believe the Triceratops still walks the planet. I mean, I don't know how we've gotten to this point in the idiocracy, but the great Mark Dice joins me on the other side. We'll see if he can keep a straight face when dealing with the Triceratops shortage in this country.
I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcumin oil level that's still good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, then it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil is good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off back in stock. Amazing. Down and Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yes, this is not footage from the land before time, ladies and gentlemen. This is footage from the year 2021, actually, where triceratops are roaming around in California being hunted, innocent triceratops at that, being hunted mercilessly by people like Joe Rogan. Of course, that's just about as absurd as anything Joe Biden says on a daily basis, but they believe that, so I guess they'll believe anything. Mark Dice is with us. You just saw his video. I mean, Mark, you come up with all kinds of ideas to go out for video content. Do you ever just think to yourself, like, all right, this is the one... This is the one that it's just not going to take? Or do you think to yourself, let's see how far I can push it until I finally reach that point? I mean, were you thinking, all right, I'm gonna ask people if they think we should stop hunting triceratops, but there's no way. This is going to be the one where it doesn't take. I mean, what is the thought process as you get ready to shoot these videos?
No, I keep trying to find the limit. You know, where is it going to not work, where everyone's going to get it? But, you know, the people that are in that video, there's more. I left probably half the people on the cutting room floor just so the video wasn't too long, or half the shots are so, like, people with their back turned to the camera, there's a group of people, and, you know, there's audio issues. So there's probably twice that many people that sign it. So it's quite shocking. I thought that was going to be the one where everybody would get it. And I get recognized quite a bit by the fans when I'm doing that, and one of them had his son with them, who's probably 4 years old. And I just asked him, I should have put him in the video. I said, hey, you know, what's a triceratops? Dinosaur. He, of course, 4 year old knows what the dinosaur is. But, you know, it's sort of a Milgram experiment and almost like a quick instant hypnosis, because they want to help. I'm an authoritative figure. I'm friendly. And I just said, well, yeah, we want to help. And it's a strange thing. I can't believe that they haven't gone more viral. I don't thank you. Thank InfoWars. Thanks, Alex, for covering some of these. This is just kind of fun, idiocracy type of stuff. But you guys are one of the only news outlets that covered the petition to arrest the unvaccinated and to arrest the people who talk about President Trump winning the election, or Joe Biden, the Democrats, stealing the election. So nobody really covered those. Those were serious social experiments, giving a view into the mind of these Democrats that walk amongst us. If you haven't seen the videos, you can check them out on my YouTube channel. They literally signed a petition to arrest anybody who didn't take the vaccine and who talk about the Democrats stealing the election at the dinner table, at happy hour, you know, on the break room. So, you know, I'm trying to do some serious work with this, with a kind of a comedic coat, to try to wake everybody up. But it is quite stunning to see it firsthand, and I don't know how to really fully explain it, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's the thing about it, is I think it does give us kind of a view into the mind of these people that vote. I mean, I'm all about, you know, everybody has a right to vote, but then you see this and you're like, well, wait a second, am I? I mean, these people can cancel out my vote? Somebody that thinks a triceratops exists? Somebody that thinks
it's not just about... It's not just about them being idiots or ignorant or blindly following an authoritative figure with a clipboard. I mean, these people want to arrest anybody who talks about Democrats stealing the election. The most fundamental right of America, it's like an American pastime, is accusing the other side of stealing an election. You know, of course, the Democrats did it after the 2000 election. And, you know, I might actually probably agree with them. I mean, in that case, they're probably right. And that's why, you know, I'm kind of an outcast in conservative circles, because because you're not supposed to admit any problems on your own side. And, I mean, I'll admit that, you know, Skull and Bones Mafia probably did steal that from George W. Bush. You're not supposed to talk about things like that. But I think that's why, you know, shows like yours, InfoWars, is so popular, because you don't get this kind of content anywhere else. Even with, you know, some of the quality stuff. I mean, Fox News does some good work. It's good to see OAN and Newsmax pop up. But it's still just kind of soundbite news. They might cover some stuff that, you know, that Fox News doesn't cover, OAN and Newsmax, but are they doing reports on the Bilderberg Group or the Bohemian Grove or, you know, the transhumanist revolution? You're just not hearing that kind of stuff, which is why, you know, people like the long form, in depth, deep dives from shows like InfoWars.
Well, and, you know, you bring up InfoWars, you know, past, and you've been around doing your thing for a long time, too. I remember during the Bush years, you know, Alex Jones, I don't know if people would have considered him a liberal, but, you know, he was against the corruption of the Bush administration. He called out the Bush administration and its corruption every day. And I think it's not fair where the left that kind of just looked at InfoWars after Trump hit the scene as just like the right arm of Trump or something, or just now existing because of Trump. No, it's been around a lot longer than that. Fighting government corruption, fighting big government, fighting tyranny has always been the modus operandi of InfoWars, no matter who's in the White House. So that was always a misconception that I thought was unfair to Alex and to InfoWars as a whole, just because Trump came along and it was the first president, I think, that we thought was the real deal and a good president here was Trump. So it kind of became this thing of, oh, Trump and Alex Jones and InfoWars, it's all the same. And it's like, no, that's not even close to the truth. But, you know, I want to get back to the mindset of these people, because whether they're saying that they want to arrest Trump supporters or saying they want to arrest somebody that questions the election or believing that the Triceratops exists, I mean, doesn't it just say where we're at as a society and as a whole, that these people just are walking around so ignorant, so uninformed, so brainwashed, and there's so many of them?
I mean, it's shocking. I mean, my new cameraman is quite stunned. And one of my previous cameramen actually thought that some of the bits were fake, because there are some of the YouTube prank channels, FoosyTube, Roman Otwood, some of these people who built their careers literally off of doing fake pranks. Some of them might have been real, but it was a lot of staged stuff. Zero of my videos have been staged, faked, no dupes, 100% authentic. And to see it with your own eyes is quite shocking. And there's a lot of days where we walk away from a shoot and we just kind of shake our head. And when I do interviews with people, a lot of times they're not going to want to really admit how fascist they are. But you see, they'll sign personal information, their name, their birth date, and they'll sign a petition to arrest Americans for exercising one of the most basic rights in the United States, which is quite scary. I mean, this sort of stuff would have never happened 5 years ago before Trump. I mean, even with the exception of a few hardcore leftists, nobody would want to arrest the opposing political party for just simply saying that they think that the other team stole the election. So it's quite scary. It's quite a symptom of the society where we're at. It's just a cultural degradation. And I do have to say, though, that there are a lot of people, and I think it's probably perhaps more now than there has been in previous years, a lot of young people. I go to a college town and I do this. There are a lot of young people who are awake and who are conservative and who don't want to go along with this agenda, maybe a little bit too afraid to speak out. And I think because the cancel culture is affecting them. You know, maybe college is the first sort of time where most people start thinking about politics. But because the culture has affected these kids, they're getting in trouble. They're getting, you know, detention. They're getting grounded. They're getting shamed on social media. Some of their peers perhaps making national news, you know, just for some stupid comment that they said, or for singing along to a rap song that one of their peers had to record and post on Snapchat or post it on TikTok for using the wrong kind of word in a rap song. So now the culture and politics is affecting the younger generation. So I think a lot of them are starting to wake up and rebel against this cancel culture. And it's incredible to see. I'm actually shocked that Netflix hasn't banned Dave Chappelle's new special. I think they're in kind of a conundrum. You know, they don't know what to do. I almost think that they should, just to wake everybody up even more, just to show how far it's going. You know, we're in a society where they cancel Megyn Kelly for saying that kids can wear a Mr. T costume if they're white, you know, or dress up as a Disney character, a Moana, Pacific Islander if they're white. But they want Dave Chappelle banned for making common jokes about the society that we're living in. It's just beyond words.
Yeah, I've got this stack of cultural news over here. Maybe I'll get into it with you, where there's a black woman who's friends with all these parents at a school. And I guess they're on a school board together, and she's the only black person on the school board. And they have a conversation, and the other woman, the white woman, says something about how, oh, well, I never even really thought of you as black, because she's kind of a light-skinned black person. But it's more just a statement of, oh, you know, I don't really care if you're black or white or anything. I don't care about your skin color. And she takes offense to it. And yeah. She's like, how dare you not think of me as black? Because what they've done is they've created a victim economy, and they know that, having all these different victim mindsets has an economic value in the victim economy. So she sees, I'm black, I'm rich in the victim economy. Don't you dare deny me of my victim economy status as a black woman. But I want to ask you an important question when we come back, because you've been doing this for so long. And it's going to be a loaded question, so think about it in the break. It's like, how did we get to this point? How did we get to a point where someone thinks a triceratops is real, or we should arrest an American for free speech?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dice is with us, one of the best channels you're going to find on YouTube, and I'm asking him maybe the toughest question, and that's, how did we get here? How did we get to a point, Mark, where you can go out on the streets of America and you have people that actually believe Triceratops are walking amongst us, or they'll call for the arrest of people for their free speech? These are just two of the subjects that you've covered in your long line of videos that you have on your YouTube channel, the Mark Dice channel, but what would be your best analysis of how did we get to this point of living the reality of the movie Idiocracy?
Yeah, I think people have become accustomed to doing what they're told, not thinking, being afraid to think, being afraid to resist. And I think my videos, particularly with the petitions, demonstrate a modern-day Milgram experiment. I'm an authority figure. I'm asking for their help. People want to help. And I think their critical thinking skills just shut off, and they just kind of hear a general version of the message that I'm saying. Oh, animal, I like animals. I don't know. Oh, man, they don't like Joe Rogan. So I think I'm tapping into the basic instincts of the human subconscious. And so that's why I keep repeating myself three or four times to make it clear that if they didn't hear me, the Triceratops, the first time, I mean, I'm doing it three or four times to really hammer the point that it's just going over their head. And I think once they're focusing on something, their brain just completely shuts off and they're on autopilot. But that's one aspect of the problem. Another aspect is that when they are thinking, they are fascists and want to arrest people for doubting the outcome of the 2020 election. It's quite disturbing. And you can see it time and time again. I just make the most outrageous statements and they keep on agreeing. And that's why I try to do with these videos is to really give a face to these people that we see on Twitter. You know, Twitter is, I call it the engine that's driving the crazy train of society. It seems to be the breeding ground of all of this insanity. Everything crazy starts on Twitter, it seems, and then they curate the topic into a trending topic to try to give the false appearance as if it's actually popular, and then people start commenting about it, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy that then makes it a top story, and then it becomes percolated in the mainstream media, just like International Pronouns Day. Happy belated Preferred Pronouns Day, by the way.
Oh, we celebrated big over here, don't worry.
Something that would have been considered a joke, that, you know, you can't tell, what do they call it, Poe's Law? You can't tell whether something is a joke or satire. Things have gotten that crazy. You know, somebody would have told you this a couple years ago. Hey, it's International Pronouns Day, and the State Department is going to, you know, put out a tweet about it. And here in San Diego, our San Diego County Supervisor, Nathan Fletcher, put out a video demonstrating that, bragging that they, all the county employees, have their preferred pronouns in their email signatures and in their bio now on the county's website. And I think, too, because people were afraid, the Republicans were afraid, especially to push back with the cultural degradation. You know, a lot of these people, oh, socialism's bad, all the Turning Point USA, it seems to be preaching against socialism, and they were afraid to touch the cultural issues. And so it started maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Remember when the Halloween costumes caused the students to cry at, I think it was Yale or Harvard, and they surrounded one of the teachers or one of the administrators and started screaming about how they were going to allow Halloween costumes.
Now they banned Halloween. You can't even do it anymore.
I mean, it's offensive, apparently. You know, and I made the joke that, you know, so I guess I never thought that, you know, students of color didn't celebrate Halloween, but that was the justification for that elementary school. And so I just said, hey, if you can't afford a costume, just put on some gloves, grab a fake plastic knife if you're a black student, and go as O.J. Simpson.
Oh boy, that you can't say that these days. You're not allowed to say anything. But see, that hits on a different note, because it just shows you how, again, 5-10 years ago, this would all be foreign. None of this would even exist. You don't think about this. You don't hear about this. I mean, this is all new, but it's amazing how it's so new, but yet it's so entrenched at the same time, as if it's been here forever. But it really just came up overnight.
Well, and we've seen this on Twitter. Those of us in the media who have been plugged in, the viewers of your show, have seen this percolating and growing and festering online. And we tried to warn about it. We still tried to mock it. We laughed at it a few years ago. But now, I mean, as you know, I got a personal friend of mine who called me and he says, "Oh my God, I started a new job and I had to go through 3 days of training and they're teaching me about pronouns and, you know, the critical race theory. And now it's being indoctrinated into the employees." So it all starts on Twitter, the crazy train driving society. And now, I don't know if you've seen these. Have you seen the PSAs that Facebook is actually putting out demanding, begging that Section 230 get amended? Have you seen these? They're literally putting out PSAs of a content moderator, and he's being interviewed by a fake interviewer, and he's like, "Yeah, we got a really tough job, you know. I don't think it's Facebook's job to determine what people should and shouldn't say online. So we're hoping that the government amends Section 230 to give us guidance." And the reason for that, of course, is because then all social media platforms, they're hoping, will ban discussions about certain topics, ban certain individuals, and won't allow certain memes to be going viral or to be posted, because then Facebook will stop hemorrhaging users if everyone's tired of the censorship and the, you know, Orwellian algorithms over there. Just go over to Gab, go to Telegram, you know, these alternative sites, Trump's news, you know, Truth Social popping up here soon. So they want Section 230 amended, the exact opposite of what we wanted. We wanted it so that it would be actually fair, and that if it wasn't violating the law, that whatever somebody posted would be allowed to stand. But they're trying to get it so that nobody on any social media service is allowed to post certain things. And that way, Facebook can prevent, in their hopes, people from leaving and going to these alternative platforms where you're allowed to post memes without getting fact-checked. Facebook is fact-checking memes about gas prices now. Okay, so first they said it's just election integrity. Well, we just don't want election misinformation. Then it's, we don't want medical misinformation. They literally censor and fact-check memes about the price of gas. If you just say, "Hey, gas prices haven't been this high since the last Democrat is in office," they will black it out. They will put a fact-check. They will say that it's false. A meme about gas prices. That's where we're at on the big tech social media. That's why everybody's tired of them and going to these alternative platforms, which they're trying to shut down.
And, you know, they see, and it seems like this other tactic that they do too. It's kind of what they do with the vaccine mandates, where the, like, Biden says, "Oh, I have a vaccine mandate," but he actually doesn't. And then it becomes a corporate vaccine mandate. But then they actually blame the Biden administration. Like, "Hey, they did this. It's not our fault." But then the Biden administration says, "Oh, well, no, it's just the corporate." So it's kind of this weird, like, bait and switch they do. It's like, who really mandated the vaccines? Oh, wait, they're actually not mandated, but they are. And so it's the same thing with censorship. It's like, "Oh, well, we like Section 230, but we really don't. We want to censor everybody, but we really don't. It's the government censoring you. It's not us." So it's this weird game that they play, like a bait and switch thing, where they kind of prop up the other person to blame, but then they also kind of fall back on doing it themselves at the end of the day.
Of course, this all changed immediately after Trump won in 2016. You know, those were the good old days of social media, where what you posted would show up in your friend's feed, when you could actually search YouTube for specific topics and find videos.
Like, it's
from,
like, when you opened your mouth and spoke, something came out. Now it's just like,
you know, I remember the days on early YouTube when my videos were literally the only videos that would show up in the search results. That's how long I've been on YouTube. And of course, you know, the younger generations are going to grow up and not know that when you used to search for something, you would find relevant videos, not just mainstream media and everything. I mean, even if you search like Brian Stelter parody, I think all the top search results are CNN's videos. Because,
you know, that's a whole other topic about how different the internet is now. We got to take a break. Mark Dice with us. We'll be right back.
I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. And it goes back to regular price right now. InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Alex Jones Show, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Mark Dice is our guest. I got a couple other questions from Mark, and then I've got some cultural news I may get into with Mark as well. And we were just getting into the thing about the internet. But I actually want to take it back to something you were breaking down at the beginning of the last segment, Mark. And, you know, I think what has happened when you interview these people and they're just so clueless, I would say is the best way to put it, is that, you know, we've had it so good for so long here in America that these people basically can just walk around as clueless zombies with no survival instincts,
critical thinking at all because it's just so good. And they can live and they can thrive and they can survive and they can have a roof over their heads and they can have easy access to food and energy. So there's no consequences for being a complete idiot. There's no consequences for having no survival instincts or anything whatsoever. You're just totally controlled by the elements around you, whatever way they go. So I feel like there's a certain element of we've just had it so good in this country that people have basically just turned off all critical thinking, all survival instincts, and just kind of float around like dust in the wind.
There's a muscle that atrophies from lack of use, and especially with the internet, I think there have been studies that show that it's diminishing people's long-term memory, because if you're going to remember something long-term, it's almost like if you know something is important, your mind is going to store it in long-term memory at the end of the day. It's going to do a data dump, put it into the long-term memory. Stuff that's not important, your short-term memory, it just sort of evaporates at the end of the day. Or even maybe within a few minutes or within a few hours. And so, I mean, I think it probably is a good analogy that the mind is a muscle, that they're not using it, that it's getting weak, that people are becoming ping pong balls and they're just so easily manipulated. And, you know, with CNN and liberal media demonizing Trump supporters for, you know, now almost 5 years, constantly just painting every one of them as Nazis and evil. And that's why these people have started to believe it, the gaslighting. And so what would you want to do with, you know, some terrorist that's walking amongst you? Well, you wouldn't want to throw them in jail, of course. You wouldn't want Al-Qaeda members walking around, you know, in your neighborhood amongst you. You'd want to round them up. And so that's what they believe many of the Trump supporters are. And that's why CNN is in the entire liberal media industrial complex is so desperate to continue to paint them as the enemy and Trump as the enemy, because hardly any Republicans denounce Trump after, you know, the January 6th mostly peaceful protests. And I don't know, hopefully you don't waste any of your time or brain cells doing it, but I'll tune into CNN fairly on a regular basis. I watch CNN so that you don't have to. I'm not kidding you. They lead with January 6th. Several nights a week, every show, every day talks about it. And Don Lemon pounded on the desk the other day because people were starting to get tired of him here after almost 10 months of them literally. I'm serious. This is like primetime television, and you would think that Anderson Cooper, Don Lemonhead, Fredo is going to start with, "Hey, look at this. The ports are backed up. Grocery shelves are empty. Inflation's out of control. Gas
prices are all time high." You mean like news?
Yeah, actual news.
Oh.
So they're literally starting, "We have new footage of the January 6th insurrection." And all they do is just complain about Trump. I don't know how people continue to actually watch it. But then again,
they don't.
Jerry Springer was on air for, I think, almost 25 years, you know, every day. Jerry Springer and Maury Povich. Because you'd think they'd be like a novelty after, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks. But literally, Maury Povich is on air for almost 25 years every day. "You are the father, you know." Yeah, so I guess there's just so many morons out there. But
well,
I think
the difference is, though, that CNN is basically a weapon against America. So it's got to stay in operating procedures. But, you know, I watch or I monitor the fake news as well for the same reason as you do. You're a media commentator. And the one thing I have noticed, though, is that they have their two big fake news stories. January 6th is usually the lead, but now they're bringing back the fake Russiagate thing, too. That's kind of, they're peppering that back in, too. Their big two fake news stories, they just keep going back and forth with it. They can't move on. It's like they're stuck in a time loop. But let's move on to something else here. You mentioned this in the last segment, and I was talking about this yesterday, how different the internet is now than it was, say, 5 or really even 10 years ago, more than anything. It used to be the Wild West of information and just any sort of digital consumption. Now it's so controlled. It takes such an effort to find what you're looking for. Half the stuff gets memory hold. You've been on the internet for a long time. And you could say you're an expert on the internet, I would even say. I would say the same about myself. Even since I was a kid, I loved the internet. Talk about how different it is now.
Well, in the early days of YouTube, and even up until after Trump was elected, when everything changed, when all of, you know, the bogus fact checks, all the censorship started to try to contain the conversation, because we used these new tools to bypass the mainstream media, and then the empire struck back, working with big tech to then merge big tech with the traditional mainstream media. So up until, you know, just 4 or 5 years ago, when you search for things on YouTube, you would find the most relevant video, not the video with the most views, but they actually had a pretty good algorithm. It would be the videos with the most watch time. So if somebody watched a video for 5 minutes on average, it's a good search result. It's a good video. If somebody clicked on a video and watched it for 5 seconds and clicked off, it wasn't what they were looking for, so it would be buried lower in the search results. And, you know, for those who have been watching this, we kind of know this, but we maybe need to keep reminding people of this, of these recent history of these changes, because, for example, when you would search for the Federal Reserve, the private mafia bank that's running the central banking system and destroying our currency, you would find relevant videos and documentaries and commentary about the Federal Reserve. But then when Chris Hayes from MSNBC complained about the search results for the Federal Reserve, then YouTube went and added that search result to the tag of manipulated results to then boost the channels that they've tagged internally as authoritative sources. And so now whatever you search for when it comes to news or politics, the top search results are almost always from mainstream channels. It never used to be that way because it was YouTube. It was the alternative to the mainstream. And then they've combined in sort of formed an alliance, which is why then Facebook was paying CNN to have Anderson Cooper do a special show just for Facebook. It's why all now the material that are in your feeds are only mainstream media. They'll allow you to share a video on Facebook, and you know we have the analytics on the pages to see the drop in reach. But if I post one of my videos on Facebook today or upload it, nobody watches it. Hardly anybody watches it. Pre-algorithm manipulation, I mean, you'd have 10 million people would watch the man on the street interviews.
Oh, I remember. I'd get on YouTube years ago, and your videos would almost always be trending because it was just a real organic algorithm, and it was like, hey, everybody's watching the Mark Dice videos, and so it would go to the top trending videos. Now you'll probably never see that again.
Actually, let me go back even further. Remember the good old days of Google Video, even before YouTube, or perhaps even before YouTube came on everybody's radar, and they had the top 100 trending list. And it was videos like Alex Jones' Terror Storm documentary and Loose Change, and it was a resource of documentary films that people were producing, that people were sharing organically. This was even really before social media. So people were, you know, remember the old days of emailing, you know, sending off your email list or people sharing them in forums. And, you know, I have a friend who runs a forum, and there still are forums, as you know, like Reddit and different automotive forums and things that use the old fashioned forum software, which you can buy. You can, you know, just license that. So he has a forum that he runs. I'm not going to say which industry he's in. And he told me that there is a disgruntle feature so that if somebody is trolling or if he wants to discourage, it's a discourage feature rather, you can actually add a discourage filter onto somebody's account, and then when they log in, it just won't log in. It'll take 3 attempts, or the forum won't load.
No.
And yeah, I mean, I'm not kidding you. And he said that you could do this, and he doesn't follow social media. He doesn't follow a lot of the censorship stuff, but we were just, you know, we hadn't seen each other for a while, and we're talking about, hey, what you been up to? And I couldn't believe it. That, I mean, I can, but it just makes perfect sense.
I was going to say, that explains a lot.
It's a feature, not a bug, okay? And I'm being 100% serious. So if that's a feature built into a commercially available forum software that people are using for various industries, imagine what these big social media services
have. Yeah, so it's like, we don't have to directly censor you. We'll just torment you until you go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Segment here with Mark Dice. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. We've got great supplement sales happening right now on the website. Take advantage before they sell out. Bodies, whole body support, the ultimate turmeric supplement back in stock, 40% off. DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. Ultimate krill oil, 40% off. VasoBeat Complete, blood flow. 50% off. Down and Out Sleep Support. This is the most popular sleep support formula we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 50% off. It's selling out fast, though, folks. We can barely keep this one on the shelf. Selling out fast. All the problems people have with sleep. Down and Out Sleep Support is the answer, is the solution. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but take advantage of that before it sells out. And, of course, your support at InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on the air so we can interview the great guests like Mark Dice. All right, Mark. Let's get into some cultural news here. But first, let me ask you a difficult question. I know it's been asked before. It's not my original thought here, but maybe you can figure this out for me, Mark. Because, blackface is bad. We've been told blackface is bad. Unless a Democrat or a liberal does it, then it's okay. We forgive and forget. But tell me, what is the difference between a transsexual or a drag queen and blackface? What is the difference?
I'm having a hard time following all of this madness. And I tell you, at times, I mean, I do wish that I was, like, doing a cooking channel. It is getting so maddening, like, you can't wrap your mind around it. And you know, I'll say this about the Dave Chappelle thing. They keep on complaining about it. I don't think they're in their third week now of wanting to ban that show. But Netflix doesn't have a problem. There's a show on there called AJ and the Drag Queen. And, you know, I watch CNN, so you don't have to, but I'm not going to watch any of these shows. Thankfully, Newsbusters did an article about this where it's a drag queen, it's RuPaul, and he's going around the country with a 10-year-old boy doing drag shows. And RuPaul's bringing this poor child behind the scenes into the drag shows. And you can go look at this article. I'm sure you guys probably covered this at the time. The degenerate drag queens are making sexual references about the 10-year-old boy. And Netflix is okay with that. So not only did they do that and on the shoot, they put it in the show. So the CEO doesn't have a problem with a bunch of degenerates drooling over a 10-year-old boy in one of their series. And YouTube has a documentary about child drag queens called Drag Kids. You see Michael Strahan drooling over Desmond is Amazing on Good Morning America. So that's where we're at now. We're in a society where a white kid can't dress up as Mr. T. I'm kind of dating myself here, but for Halloween, or dress up as a Moana Disney costume, that's blackface. That's cultural appropriation. But Good Morning America on ABC with Michael Strahan brings out a child drag queen. You know, 10 years ago, that would cause a national outrage. Somebody like that, whoever the producer, would be fired. They would be investigated for child abuse. Michael Strahan would be shunned. He would never work again. But he just goes on. I think anybody, if you're on Twitter, should just tweet Michael Strahan. He loves child drag queens. You should see him just applauding. This is amazing. It's a trailblazer. They're celebrating the most evil degeneracy. And, you know, that's one of the strikes that Alex got on YouTube is for denouncing children at a drag queen festival, bringing dollar bills. He called them degenerates. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to hurt the drag queen's feelings. That's hate speech. So I don't know how much further it's going to go. I don't know if we're going to have the pendulum swinging the other way or if we're just going to have two different cultures where we're going to have the degenerate left and their cesspool of satanic, and that's what it is, degeneracy. And then we're going to have, you know, the Daily Wire. I got some serious disagreements with Ben Shapiro, but the Daily Wire, they're growing into an entertainment giant. You know, they're producing films now. And,
yeah, and it's hard to imagine that this thing doesn't get back to normal at some point. I mean, it's hard to imagine humanity is going to go into this age of darkness and demonic activity. And as Putin put it, he says that America has gone completely insane, subverting human nature, allowing the gender mob to take over. But, you know, Mark, and this is a more esoteric, you know, bloodlines of the Illuminati type thing. But, you know, what I've noticed here is that, look, we know that they have control over people in the media, in government, with blackmail, all kinds of different kinds of blackmail. And I think what we're seeing now is we're starting to see the subtle signs of who these people are. If you pay close attention, I won't make any accusations here, but I think when you pay close attention, you can tell. And you're like, this behavior is so erratic and inexplicable. How is it going? What is going on? Like, for example, again, I'm not trying to make any, I'm just using an example here. Stephen A. Smith on ESPN the other day, we all know he's an avowed racist. He was in a debate with Jason Williams, who's a former basketball player, and Jason Williams simply says, hey, you know, Kyrie Irving should have the freedom of choice to choose whether he wants to take a medical treatment or not. He should have the freedom of choice. And Stephen A. Smith, blows up a gasket. And you're just sitting here like, what is your deal, dude? Who is it that you're trying to please that you have to act like such a freak on TV?
Oh, he's playing the new role of Keith Olbermann, the unhinged sportscaster. And that's another symptom of the sickness in society, how the political propaganda has infested entertainment in a way that we've never seen before, because it's in sports. It's even in commercials. And shameless plug, my last book, Hollywood Propaganda, covers how they're actually lobbying agencies that lobby Hollywood studios to insert political messages into shows and into movies. So just like lobbyists wine and dine members of Congress, try to get bills passed or try to, you know, get them to vote certain ways, there are lobbyist organizations, and I name them, I detail them in the book, who lobby Hollywood studios and the writers, the producers, to insert messages into shows. And we've seen many clear examples of this. They're quite open about some of their, what they call their successes. And it's not only in the entertainment, it's also in the commercials, as you may have noticed. You can't watch a commercial now without being bombarded by drag queens and social justice messages. And even Roy Ritz-Cracker last Christmas had a Christmas special where a guy brought his boyfriend over to meet the family. And for extra diversity, he was black. So it's an interracial gay couple. And for even extra diversity, he was a gender non-binary black man with lipstick. Did you see that one? So yeah. Now you can't even watch
commercials. For a Ritz-Cracker. Which, yeah. I don't know, if crackers, that may be a racist, you know, trope, too. I don't know if you can even say cracker. And it reminds me of this cartoon. It's a four-frame cartoon, and this guy, he presents an image to the to what appears to be like a marketing board, and it's a picture of a hamburger, but it's a picture of two guys kissing with a hamburger behind it. And the marketing board goes, "Are you sure this will help us sell burgers?" And it goes back to the guy, and he goes, "Burgers?" Because it's not even marketing anymore. It's all propaganda. It's not even about marketing.
There was a child drag queen segment in a commercial for insurance. And I don't know if it was the same company or not, but another company just released another commercial with a boy dressed in a dress with lipstick on, running around the house. And it's becoming so subtle, but it's this constant trickle, and it's turning into an onslaught where you're just watching a commercial, you know, different people, different families, and they're talking about insurance. Everybody needs insurance, and there's a drag queen reading books to children, and they're all happy. And it's because these, it started really from the lobbyists, and now it's become this virtue signal where, oh, how much more diverse can our commercial be? And it's just spiraling out of control. It's disgusting. I can't even watch normal television now without having the commercials preaching social justice, as you know.
Seriously.
It's odd. It's odd because it's they're preaching to such a small segment of society. So it's obviously not about promoting the product.
Yeah, and that's
about
what it is.
Promoting the agenda.
Is that they don't even care anymore. They look at it as they've already conquered it. So now they're just going to force feed us with their propaganda. And, you know, one more thing here before we let you go. I was telling you the story earlier. So the story's in the Huffington Post, and it just shows you the mindset. A white woman told me she doesn't think of me as black. Here's how I react. And again, it's all about not being racist. It's all about actually living Martin Luther King's dream of not caring what your skin color is, but who you are as a person and your character. And she talks about how mad she is that she's not considered a black woman, and she is a black woman, and her people have gone through all the struggle, and now she's not even recognized, and it's all this stuff, and she's married to a white man, and people use that against her, and all of this stuff, and it's just like, you just realize, and then here's a statement from Ibram Kendi today, who's the creator of critical race theory. He says, racism now, racism tomorrow, racism forever. Okay, I guess that shows his policy there. And he says, permanently banning what they call critical race theory is about permanent preservation of racism. That's what they're doing. They're the ones that are trying to preserve racist. They are the racist. They admit it. And they do it for their own selfish means of creating the victim economy and saying, I'm the biggest victim, therefore I should get everything and do whatever I want and dominate society.
Yeah, they push so hard that we're seeing even members of Congress now and people who would never touch pushing back with a 10-foot pole. Just even saying, hey, you know what? Black people can be racist, too. Just saying that a couple years ago would get you deemed a racist. And so I think we should start throwing their terms back in their face. Black privilege. They have black privilege. They have black fragility. You know, it is. I mean, if you crack jokes about them and they get upset, it's black fragility. We need to start mocking them and using their very own terms, just like we did with fake news. They tried to call us fake news, and when President Trump slammed,
that's Mark Dice. Mark Dice, ahead of the times. Mark, we love you. Great stuff on your channel as always.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.